This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1714. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 27th, Albania, Asia, Australia, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, Canary Islands, China, Cuba, Ethiopia, India, Israel, Korea North, Madagascar, Mexico, Mongolia, Nigeria, North America, Oman, Romania, Russia, Sarawak, Seychelles, Somalia, Spain, Taiwan, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, Uzbekistan, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The A14 shortwave broadcasting season begins March 30th for 7 months until the last Sunday in October. This entails a great many schedule changes, not only frequencies but often times, especially from European stations, which figure that daylight shifting time in Europe means they have to broadcast one real hour earlier, whether or not that's the case in their target areas. So we'll mention a number of new schedules, especially concerning English broadcasts. Radio Tirana, Albania, these are daily except Sundays in the target area. Only two English broadcasts remain for half an hour each, to Europe at 20 UT on 7465 and to North America at 0130 on 9845. By the way, these and all the other Radio Tirana shortwave broadcasts are now coming from a single transmitter in Shijak, Albania, 100 kilowatts, and all on the same antenna at 310 degrees. That includes Albanian, German, French, and Italian. Under Asia Non, Wolfgang Büschel has been looking at advance registrations for Radio Free Asia and suspects some reductions are being made, although we don't have the complete schedules yet. For instance, nothing was shown for the Cantonese language. It looks like services are generally reduced by 10% to 15%. The Palau site no longer appears, less from Lithuania, and broadcasts in Mandarin Chinese, Lao, and Khmer via Tinian are also reduced. Ian Baxter tells us that the low-power Australian station on 120 meters has returned. He's again hearing Radio Simban on 2368.5, March 21st at 0750, he says, with the usual programming. I assume that means Greek ethnic music. Radio Nacional Brasilia continues to transmit just off frequency from 6,000 kilohertz. Mostly the evidence of that is a heterodyne on the much stronger radio of Anacuba when we check in the evenings, such as 0520 UT March 21st. But Cuba's use of 6,000 now takes a break before 0100, and March 25th at midnight 52, we could hear RNB direct. We wonder why they're doing it, because it's synchronized parallel to the much stronger transmitter on 6180. Activating this supposedly 4-kilowatt transmitter was originally supposed to be for the purpose of testing DRM on an adjacent frequency, 5990. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee was also hearing this on 5999.6, March 26th at 0240. He says, not too bad tuning lower sideband with distorted Arnicoro bleeding over from 6,000. Hardly any Brazilian shortwave stations operate on exact frequencies. One which varies quite a bit is Voz Missionaria, supposedly on 9665. It's gone up as high as 9667, but March 25th at 0112, I was hearing it on exactly 9663, as there was an ID in passing and the carrier was wavering audibly when I turned on the BFO, but it sounded okay on AM. More reports of the new clandestine for Cambodia, news of which broke first here on World of Radio, Voice of Khmer Mchas Srok on 17860. It now appears in the Alki list, and he suggests that the transmitter site could be Tajikistan, but he doesn't go so far as to provide the coordinates. It's at 11:30 to 12 UT. Comes in very well to Australia, as reported by Rob Wagner on the ARDXC list. March 22nd, and also by Mark Fay in Australia on March 24th. He says he measured the actual frequency on 17860.130, considerably off, which is also typical of the Tajikistan site. On March 26th, however, Wolfgang Büschel found it only 1.5 hertz off frequency to the high side, and the carrier was already on at 11:19:36, a very strong signal in Germany. The towers at the RCI Sackville shortwave site have now been demolished. James Niven forwards a link to the shortwave sites group from the documentary filmmaker who's been covering this, A.D. Christie. She's producing what will be a 90-minute feature called Spectres of Shortwave about the RCI Sackville site to be finished for theatrical release this year. She started producing it in 2010 and filming in 2012, including stories and interviews in English, French, and Mi'kmaq. She's posted a few minutes of the towers actually coming down at vimeo.com. Horizon FM from Tenerife, Canary Islands, continues to be reported, presumably relayed via a transmitter in Ireland or vicinity, but it even makes it to North America. Chris Lobdell in Massachusetts tells the NASFA flash sheet he heard it on 6245 a.m. Monday, March 17th into the 18th, between 2210 and 0130 UT, when it was still on the air, including commercials, world news in English at 0100. They ID'd as radio made in the Canaries, Horizon FM. Previous frequencies, which they might also use again, are 6255, 6205, and 5785. Checking A14 schedules, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says, all transmissions of China Radio International via Issoudun, France, will be discontinued from March 30th. There were some broadcasts in Russian, Romanian, Czech, Polish, Albanian, and Hungarian on three different frequencies. However, this does not necessarily imply that there will be any reduction in their tremendous total output. I mentioned last week that Radio Rivaldi and Radio Havana were again sharing time on one transmitter and antenna on 5025 and 5040, but that did not last long. As of March 21st at 0100, they were both on the air again. But not necessarily all the time. You really never know what they'll be doing next. Christopher Fibber in Oregon reports hearing a station on 29130 with an S7 signal. Could it be the third harmonic of Radio Havana, Cuba on 9710? Yes, I don't see how it could be anything else. He says he was not hearing anything at all on the fundamental. Ivo Ivanov projects the schedule for the new clandestine for Ethiopia, the umpteenth one, BBN Radio, meaning Bereka Broadcasting Network. It broadcasts in Amharic on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays only, alternating six different frequencies between 19 and 1930 UT, going up progressively from 15155 to 15180. The site is Issoudun, France. However, transmissions are jammed by Ethiopia with white noise, sounding very much like broadband DRM. On March 26th, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany monitored a couple of other clandestines for Ethiopia, which are also hit by digital broadband jamming. ESAT radio at 17 to 18 UT on 15385. Had broadband jamming from 15371 to 15397. And also BVB, that would be Bible Voice Broadcasting, not exactly clandestine, in Amharic and Tigray, 15335, was totally covered by digital broadband jamming from 15309 to 15347. It's scheduled for a sesquihour starting at 1630. Ron Howard in California says the All India radio station on 4990 in Itanagar had been off the air recently or broadcasting erratically, but it was back on March 19th with normal news in Hindi, followed by the same news in English at 1415 to 1425. It no longer matters to shortwave listeners, but for those who may try to hear it online, Donny Rosenzweig says there has been talk about closing the Israel Broadcasting Authority and creating a new structure to replace it. It seems to be pretty serious. There was a story in the Jerusalem Post about closing the IBA. The communications minister announced he's putting into motion measures to close it, along with educational television, and replace them with a new structure. The 8 radio stations currently operating will remain, but the news departments will be amalgamated into a single division for radio and television. Radio commercials will be eliminated. The IBA's assets are to be sold. Although it hardly propagates anymore, to my location, Seabreeze Shokaze from Japan to North Korea was no longer audible here at all. It signed on 1330 UT on 6135. March 24th, so I checked an alternate frequency, 5910, and there it was with a very poor signal. Confirmed by Ron Howard the next day, they jump around among various frequencies on the 49-meter band, usually eluding the North Korean jamming for a little while before they catch up. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria agrees they changed from 6135 to 5910. But the other broadcast at 16 to 17 UT did just the opposite, changing from 5910 to 6135. Once North Korea stops jamming 6135, Ron Howard will be quite pleased because that will mean less interference to Madagascar on that frequency, which he can pick up by long path. He was already hearing it March 15th at 1434 to 1457. Coordinating monitoring with Mauno Ritola and Jari Savolainen in Finland to identify it definitely. However, Voice of America starts at 1457 UT, blocking Madagascar, and they tune up, at least on that date, for 1 minute at 1445. But in between, he was hearing Antananarivo. They were playing classical music. Via the GRA blog, the Reforma News Agency in Mexico reports that there is a delay in implementing the digital television transition, according to the Mexican Senate. It had been scheduled to be concluded at the end of 2015, but in certain cases that's been delayed 2 years till the end of 2017. That applies to low-power stations on VHF and UHF in localities where most people do not yet have digital TV receivers. There is also a federal program to provide them such receivers, or maybe it's just converter boxes. And once 90% of the households in those areas are digital capable, then they'll turn off the analog stations. Le Tourneau in Montreal reports the Voice of Mongolia pirate retransmission on 6949.2, a fair signal, at 0122 UT, March 23rd, with news from Voice of Mongolia and music. Alan Rowe in England notes that the Voice of Nigeria's English broadcast at 08 UT on 15120 has been continuing past 0900 instead of changing to 9690. So apparently now it's a 2-hour broadcast in English, starting at 08 on 15120. In the British DX Club, John Hode in Kent also reports a superb signal from Nigeria, 15120, ending English abruptly at 1558 UT, and apparently this time only in AM rather than DRM as well. Ron Howard in California reports yet another new frequency for the religious pirate radio station YHWH, 9835. March 26th at 0246 until off at 0335. Rich Ray in Illinois has compiled a listing of the many different frequencies they've used since first heard last May, along with the times and days of week. That appears in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 14-13, via worldofradio.com. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1714. Your contributions always welcome. Our thanks this week to Ann Finelli in Alma, New York, who sent an equinoctial check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Between midnight and 02 UT, you may hear Radio Sultanate of Oman, usually with Quran, on one of three different frequencies. They're supposed to be on 9500, at least according to B13 scheduling. But sometimes they don't change the frequency they've been using earlier. March 21st, I was hearing them on 15140, which is supposed to end at 2200. And March 22nd, they were on 15355 at 0135, which is supposed to end at midnight. Finally, on March 25th, they were really on 9500. From the Worldwide DX Club, here's the new English schedule from Radio Romania International from March 30th. I'll mention the analog frequencies only. They also have several DRM broadcasts. When they start on the hour, they're 56 minutes long, and when on the half hour, they're 26 minutes long. At 11 UT, 15130, 15400, 17670, and 17680. At 17, 9540. At 2030, 11975, 15170, and 17510. At 22, 7430, 9765, 9790, and 11940. At midnight UT, 9700 and 11955. At 03, 7350, 9645, and 11825. And at 0530, 9700, 17760, and 21500. Radio Romania International, putting a generally good to very good signal into North America, and still broadcasting in English, unlike so many other European stations. This is hardly a surprise, following steady reductions in output, but now it's official. The voice of Russia is liquidating shortwave, even as Russian imperialism is on the rise, and you might think that public relations and propaganda would be an increased priority abroad. On March 20th, Alokesh Gupta in India received a reply to his inquiry to VOR from Elena Osipova of the Letters Department, saying, "This is to let you know that the Voice of Russia is closing shortwave broadcasts as of April 1st. Our programs will be available online at voiceofrussia.com/play/. Steve Luce in Houston, Texas comments, "The fact that VOR is eliminating shortwave at a time when Russia needs positive media spin over Crimea is a pretty good indication that shortwave has fallen into total irrelevance as far as the Russian government is concerned. Thus will end what 85 years of transmissions on shortwave for a station that once had the most extensive schedule in international broadcasting. How times and technology have changed, for better or worse." Keith Perrone replies, "It has more to do with money. VOR is going to be phased out over the next little while." Horacio Negro in Uruguay comments in translation, "Darkness has fallen upon Moscow." Vadim Alexeyev, editor of a Moscow Information DX bulletin via RustyX, March 18th, has more about this. "Some internet projects will also be closed. Currently, the structure of the new broadcasting agency, Russia Today, has not been formed. Contracts with potential employees have not been concluded. The head of the new agency, Russia Today, Dmitry Kiselyov, said the brand will not change. Mass layoffs of staff are planned, but 10 days before the end of the existence of Voice of Russia, all the employees received a dismissal notice, but no one received a formal invitation to become an employee of the Russia Today agency. As for the closing date, there was contradictory info in a tweet supposedly from VOR saying it would be April 30th. But Thomas Witherspoon on his blog says that info was believed to be fake. He also received reconfirmation from Elena Osipova that it would be April 1st. No doubt the powers that be are unfamiliar with shortwave seasons. So does this really mean that Voice of Russia will start an A14 schedule for 2 days before closing down? On Friday, March 21st, I had another go at hearing the student station in Moscow, Radio Green Eyes, from the MTUCI on 25900, and managed to hear some weak, choppy music around 1446 UT on that frequency, presumably from that, and it was also monitored by many others and heard much better in Europe. Apparently the schedule is now from 13 until 16 UT on Fridays only instead of 12 until 15. Dan Sheedy in California reports, Radio Free Sarawak, 15420, March 21st, from 12:25 until off at 12:30. He says there was enthusiastic speechifying guy with crowd response and a tone jammer giving him a fit. Closed down announcement at 29 past the hour, and the tone jammer went off and heard an ID and salam malam and a brief instrumental theme. That's via the Radio Veritas Asia site in the Philippines. Another station going off, but it's just a relay site, is the Indian Ocean Relay on Seychelles of the BBC. It's to close down after its final broadcast Saturday, March 29th. BBC gave us plenty of warning about this. It was first announced several months ago when we compiled its complete schedule. It's mostly in English, but partly in Somali, and can be summarized quite briefly if you want to hear it before it's gone after March 29th. 04 to 06 on 12095 and 15420. 06 to 08, 15420 and 17640. 11 to 1130, 15530. 14 to 15, 15420 and 17690. And 15 to 20, 12095. And 15420. Of course, 15420 is colliding much of the time with WBCQ. Wolfgang Visual in Germany was hearing a strong signal from France for Radio Hilak, the station in Somali, at 17 to 1730 UT on 15180. That was March 26th. Also reported by Tarek Zaidan in Cairo at 1718 with a slight buzz in the background. That's spelled H-I-L-A-A-C. Via Jose Bueno, we have the new A14 schedule for Radio Exterior de España. Spain broadcasts in English. To Europe, Monday through Friday at 19 to 20 on 9665, but Saturdays and Sundays instead at 21 to 22 on 9660. To Africa, it's at 19 to 20, Monday through Friday, on 11615, with no broadcasts on weekends. But to North America, as always, invariably, it's daily at midnight to 01 on 6055. Yet another frequency change for PCJ Radio International, Taiwan, to Southeast Asia via Sri Lanka. Alan Pennington in the British DX Club forwards a note from Keith Perrone on Facebook. From Sunday, March 30th, our new frequency is 13655, and the time has also changed 1 hour earlier, 12:30 to 13:30 UT. Via BCDX, here's the new A14 schedule for English broadcasts from the Voice of Turkey. As always, shifting one UT hour earlier, so they will seem to be at the same local time in Turkey and Europe, but nowhere else. At 03 on 6165 and to North America 9515. At 12:30, 15450, maybe also making it to America. 16:30, 15520. 18:30, 9785. 20:30, 7205. And 2200 on 9830, also to North America. Radio Ukraine International gave up shortwave, was it 2 or 3 years ago? But the shortwave transmitters apparently still exist, because Alexander Yegorov, who used to work for RUI, reported to OpenDX via the Moscow Information DX bulletin that he saw a very interesting advertisement on the RRT website, that being the name of the official broadcasting agency in Ukraine. It said, more or less, for the dissemination of commercial radio programs on shortwave, 11 RRT transmitters are available, 100 kilowatts to 1.2 megawatts, located in Mykolaiv, Lviv, and Kharkiv. The opportunity to broadcast on almost every continent and most countries of the world. So apparently, they're looking for shortwave customers to relay. From DXing.ru via RussDX, reports of a Ukrainian pirate around 6325 variable, March 18th and 20th, around 18 UT, voice of Ukrainian Crimea. It was also heard around 7055 in SSB. BBC World Service, DRM transmissions to Europe may cease from the start of the A14 schedule, but there are unlikely to be any other substantial cuts to shortwave transmissions until next year, says Dave Kenny in communication of the British DX Club. Since March 24th, we've noted that WWRB has made its spring frequency change from 3195 to 5050. That should include World of Radio, UT Fridays, starting around 0328. Just in case, check both frequencies for a while. They might even use both, 3195 and 5050. In the Chicago market, there's an AM station which broadcasts in Ukrainian, and I bet its ratings are way up lately, although probably not so much in Oklahoma where I heard it. It's WNDZ, actually licensed to Portage, Indiana, 750. I heard Ukrainian news about Topic A March 20th at 1210 UT. March 22nd DX test from KCKM 1330 Monahans, Texas was very successful. Reported from coast to coast in North America and even heard in Europe, where it would have been if anyone was listening. Tim Tromp in Michigan brought up a remote receiver in Sweden and managed to hear the sweep tones. The half hour at 0504 UT did not include any voice IDs, just code IDs and various sound effects. Yet another no-show for the other scheduled medium wave DX test from WWXL 1450 in Manchester, Kentucky. It might have been March 21st or March 23rd. But the latest info, for what it's worth, via Craig Christ, who heard from the engineer, is that it's to be Sunday, March 30th at midnight to 1 a.m. Eastern. That's 04 to 05 UT. However, Barry Davies in the UK heard from the same source that it would be 1 hour earlier. So check both and good luck. Ivo Ivanov thinks that CVC The Voice Asia to India via Uzbekistan is probably leaving shortwave from March 30th. At least there had been no registrations so far. Ryan Clark in New Zealand hears from Adrian Sainsbury that Vanuatu is back on the air as of 17 March on both 3945 and 7260 with 1 kilowatt. Out in California, was hearing nonstop music on 3945 after Japan closed, after 14 UT March 18th and 25th. We still need to identify the station on 7530 at 21 to 2130. The second half is in Chinese and perhaps religious, while the first half is in some other dialect, according to Takahito Akabayashi and Zacharias Liangas. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on April 9th, solar fluctuating between 155 and 145, dipping to 140 on April 12th and 19th. And that's World of Radio, number 1714. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.